Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting third. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Junior Noboa. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Phil Niekro. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting third. The third baseman, Rance Mullinix. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Fred McGriff. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Garth Eorg. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jimmy Key. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullinix fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullinix juggles the ball. That's an error on Mullinix. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Eorg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noboa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby strikes out. Two outs. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bando for the out. One out. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noboa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Necro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg strikes out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Carter moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Carter scores. Castillo goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Mosby hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullinix hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Mullinix reaches second base with a double. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0 for 1 in the game. McGriff takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noboa fields it and throws to second for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noboa is 0-for-1 in the game. Noboa takes first base on ball 4. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. He fires to first and has Butler trapped. There's the throw to Fernandez, who tags Butler for the out. 2 outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Upshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Witt strikes out. 2 outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-1 in the game. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Necro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Eorg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Necro fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-2 in the game. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Necro fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mullinix hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullinix fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder strikes out. 2 outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noboa is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Noboa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McGriff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler juggles the ball. That's an error on Tabler. Bell moves to third. Ken Schramm now pitching. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Bell scores. One out. It's 3-1, Indians. Ed Vandenberg now pitching. Juan Beniquez pinch hits for Willie Upshaw. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barfield moves to second. Reggie Ritter now pitching. Cecil Fielder pinch hits for Ernie Witt. Rick Leach pinch hits for Cecil Fielder. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler fields it and throws to second for the out. Barfield moves to third. Two outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 2 in the game. Eorg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barfield scores. Leach moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Indians. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ritter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Moore now catching. Rick Leach now playing first base. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Butler strikes out. 1 out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Mel Hall now playing left field. Joe Carter now playing first base. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 3 in the game. Mosby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 3, Blue Jays, 3. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mullinix hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Mullinix reaches second base with a double. Kelly Gruber pinch runs for Rance Mullinix. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gruber moves to third. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McGriff hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Hall chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards third. Jacoby fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Jacoby. Gruber scores. Bell goes all the way around to score. McGriff moves to third. It's 5-3, Blue Jays. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Bando to Jacoby. The throw back to home, and McGriff is out at the plate. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball four. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-1 in the game. Leach takes first base on ball four. Moore moves to second. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Eorg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. Leach moves to third. Eorg moves to second. It's 6-3, Blue Jays. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-4 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leach scores. Eorg scores. It's 8-3, Blue Jays. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mosby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Hanke now pitching. Kelly Gruber now playing third base. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-3 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Castillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Snyder strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.